how has Marquette developed in your time? It seems like he's putting in a lot of effort into being more accurate and doing some different things as opposed to just bombing it.
Yeah, I think he's done a very nice job of becoming a better directional punter, you know, and I think the key is for any, really at any position, but especially for a punter is consistency. You know, how many times can you kick a really good ball in a row, you know, and how many times is your bad punt show up? Because everybody has a bad punt, but the key is limit those, and can we live with the bad punt?
And that's what he's done a better job of, in my opinion, is his overall consistency, whether it's on the short field, the plus 20s that we're always talking about, or even on the long field when he's trying to get the ball to the side of the field for us to cover.
His inside the 20 versus touchback ratio last year was...
It was very good. Yes.
I mean, what is the next step for him? Like, what do you want him to work on as we move forward?
Well, I think any, you know... Obviously, your goal's got to be high, so any touchback's a bad play.
Okay.
You know, so we're going to try to eliminate all the touchbacks if we can. But just like if you're punting today, you know, in that kind of wind, sometimes there's factors out of your control, you know. But I just think he's done a really nice job of improving that area, and he constantly works on it, and that's what's making him a good player.
How does the new touchback rule with the kickoff affect him?
Well, I think it'll affect quite a bit, you know, with the ball being put 5 yards further out. So I think it'll still come down to how good are they and how good are we and whether you want to give them a touchback or you want to kick the ball shorter and see if you can cover it, you know. And it's easy for all the coaches. I've read a lot of coaches talk that, you know, hey, we're not going to give up a touchback. Well, that's easy to say in May and June, you know. Come regular season, maybe our tune changes because – we don't want to give up a big play. But, again, I think it still comes back to how good is your unit versus how good is their unit.
Are you practicing a lot of the high short kicks? Is that going to be your
We are. We practice those. Exactly. You know, we're seeing how really, especially when it's a day like today, it's great because we get all that wind. So those are hard kicks, especially when you're kicking with the wind, you know, because it's pretty easy to get a touchback, especially if you're talking about guys we have with good legs. You know, so they're really working hard at see if they can control that ball and keep it in the field of play without giving up a lot of hang time.
What have you seen from your returners? Do you see, like, leading the battle in punt and kick returns?
I don't think there's any leader. You know, you got to start with T.J. Carey because he's been there and on the punt returns, and then you got to start with Taiwan on the kickoff return, who did a really good job for us last year. And so... As always, you know, as we tell those young guys or new guys that they've got to beat somebody out if they want to get that job. So we've got a lot of guys working, a lot of guys working hard, and we'll see once we start playing games who does well.
I saw Amari last year return to the punts. Maybe didn't look quite comfortable with it. Is he a guy you probably want to stay away from? You know,
I think we'll do whatever we got to do to help our football team, you know, and if he can help us, just like he did last year, he had to come in there in certain situations, we played him, you know, but I think we're going to also be smart. Obviously, he's such a talent as a wide receiver, we want to pick and choose those spots, but he's working at catching, and, you know, if it depends on the situation, and if the situation arises where we need him, we'll use him.
In both kick return and punt return groups, it seems the two common denominators out there at the moment are Joe Hansley and Jaden Mickens. What did you see from them when you brought them in that made them like guys that you wanted to stick in one of those two spots?
Well, you know, I think with Joe Hansley, he proved it in college. He was a good punt returner. You know, we had him, we evaluated him as a punt returner and thought he was very good. And so we're happy to have Joe. And with Jadon, he didn't really do it in college. He was more of a slot receiver, but those guys are the guys that end up being punt returners in this league because they got great change of direction. He's got good hands, and so it's kind of a new thing for him. But, again, we'll see how he does as we keep progressing.
Last year, was it you never had a good consistency, especially returning kickoffs. You know, you just had a lot of different personnel.
We did. We had a lot of different guys, you know, because Taiwan's injuries.
Yeah.
We would like to have Taiwan back there all the time. I mean, here's a guy that he led the AFC in kickoff returns. You know, he did a nice job for us. So we're happy with his production, you know.
Okay.
So, again, if somebody's going to do well, they're going to have to do well to beat Taiwan out because Taiwan's a good player.
You guys all set?
side. Like,
the depth that you guys have added throughout the whole roster, how much does that help you?
Oh, it helps a lot. You know, I think it's really huge. You know, we brought in guys like Brandon Trawick and Darren Bates, guys that were good special teams players on other teams, you know. And so they'll push the guys that are on our present roster that were here last year, and they got to compete against our guys. So I think any time you go to camp and you have a lot of competition, it's going to just make us better, you know, just make us better.